For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. In 2012, the Supreme Court heard Arizona versus the United States. It involved the powers of local law enforcement enforcing immigration laws. Now a similar bill is being heard in Missouri. Shoshana Dubno has more from Jefferson City.
A joint resolution before the Senate on Thursday could require law enforcement to verify the immigration status of individuals if reasonable suspicion exists that they are illegally present in the United States. The resolution drew opposition from religious organizations and the ACLU of Missouri. Judith McGrath works as a family therapist. She said the joint resolution allows for racial profiling and would increase fear in immigrant communities.
If we begin to pluck people, law-abiding, tax-paying, church-going individuals, if we pluck them from their lives, from their families and their workplaces, sooner or later, all Missourians will feel the consequences.
The resolution's sponsor, Senator Mike Cunningham, said he does not think the bill would create racial profiling. He referred to a bill in Arizona that went to the Supreme Court. The court struck down some sections, but approved a provision that allows law enforcement to investigate a person's immigration status. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Shoshana Dubno.
Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr has purchased the Boone County Journal, Ashland's local weekly newspaper, for an undisclosed amount of money. Rohr is a longstanding business owner in Ashland. He sees the paper as an irreplaceable hub for the community.
Well, it keeps them abreast of changes within the city that they live, so the local paper is very important in that aspect. That news can't be obtained elsewhere.
Rohr is adamant he will have no editorial control of the paper and will only handle the business and distribution aspect of the journal. Using lead shot will now be banned for turkey hunting on 16 conservation areas. The Missouri Department of Conservation is now requiring turkey hunters to use non-toxic shot for shotguns on the conservation areas. Joe Jarek is a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says using lead shot can cause problems for animals.
We're looking at these key conservation areas and finding that there is an incredible amount of lead shot that's left. So those game birds and even other animals can ingest that, and that ends up killing them, making them sick. It's a growing problem in a sense.
This is not the first time the use of lead shot has been prohibited. In 1991, a federal ban was implemented on lead shot for waterfowl. The use of non-toxic shot is becoming more common for animals such as pigeon and deer. These bans are also in place to protect hunters from accidentally ingesting lead left in the animals. The Columbia Missourian reports Columbia School Board candidates Blake Willoughby and Della Street Wilhoit won the endorsement of the Columbia Missouri National Education Association, which represents teachers in the Columbia Public School District. CMNEA announced in a news release yesterday that it endorsed the two over the third candidate, Jay Atkins, in a race for two open seats on the board. If elected to the board, Willoughby wants to improve the special education program in the district, as well as create a student advisory board to work under the school board and help give a voice to students. Streety Wilhoit would aim to increase participation in STEM programs and close the student achievement gap. For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley.